In the footsteps of the sages, Pharaonic Egypt was a country of sages. For more than 3,000 years, they concerned themselves with the search for spiritual fulfillment through the practice of wisdom, which was incarnated in a goddess, Maat. Maat is righteousness, truth, right, justness, justice, the immutable law of the universe, coherence to solidarity. She is diametrically opposed to Isfet, chaos, disorder, letting things slide, evil in all its forms. The sages of Egypt aimed to open up the spirit and the heart with their teachings, making them worthy of receptive of Maat. Maat is symbolized also as the flight feather of a bird, as a plinth on which rest statues that have been brought to life by rites, and as the rudder which enables justice to cross the river of existence and to land on the banks of eternity. The term Sebiat, or teachings, form from the root Seba, whose other meanings are door and star. Now, these texts really can be seen as doors to open up to the fundamental elements of wisdom and the stars which are destined to guide us on the road of life. Conquering ignorance is essential. Nobody is born wise, and a person has to make serious efforts to develop the qualities needed to be able to speak and achieve Maat without falling into the twin traps of vanity and greed. Every day the ears, or the living, have to be made to listen to the words of wisdom. If the teachings is properly understood, then righteousness will become a reality. Just acts conforming to the precepts of Maat are born out of these understanding. A deed done without egotism is a useful, shining example to others, providing it obeys the golden rule to act for he who acts. The one who knows reality, the myths and the rituals, is how the Egyptian sage portrays himself. A vigilant heart, a playing tongue, capable of satisfying God and the gods, because his entire existence rests on knowledge and not belief. An adept of calm and of silence, he distanced himself from the rash, the gossip, and the envious, accomplishing what is right, finding virtue in everything, never evading responsibility, respecting what is worthy. These are just some of the sage's daily duties. It is because Egyptian civilization knew how to mold people of this quality that it has conquered time, barbarism, invaders, destructive frenzy. Despite these troubles, this wisdom continues to shine, and it can touch our lives, and it is undoubtedly this wisdom that is the true secret of the ancient Egyptians. What do we know about the sages, the authors of these teachings? Among them are the pharaohs like Amenemhotep I, who wrote a spiritual testament of his successor, Sesostris I, to share his experience and to give his guidance on the art of governing with wisdom. Before him, another king had done the same for the future pharaohs, Makari. It is quite probable that many rulers drew up these type of documents, but their works have been lost. Perhaps they lie there still, sleeping under sand. Hor, Japheth, the son of Pharaoh Cheops, the famous builder of the Great Pyramid at Giza, has left us a teaching which has given him a reputation for wisdom, an indispensable attribute for one of the king's counselors, the vizier, who were appointed by Pharaoh to put into practice the virtue of Maat in society, were also the authors of teachings, such as Ptahhotep, whose words have been miraculously preserved on a single sheet of papyrus. It was at the age of 110, traditionally attributed to the sages, that this vizier of the 6th dynasty judged it's time to put down his experiences on paper to preserve them for future generations. And the first known teachings, of which only the beginning have survived, was addressed by Khajimni, the vizier of Pharaoh Hani and Seferu, the founders of the 9th dynasty. It is likely that Imhotep, the Janal builder of the step pyramid of the Saqqara at Saqqara, wrote down precepts which are still to be discovered as in his tomb. Other sages like Imhotep are prophets. They predicted the catastrophes which await if the rule of Maat is not respected. In the chaos and misfortune, only one solution will lead us back to harmony, rediscovering wisdom. In the new empire, the time of splendor of Karnak and the Valley of the Kings, two figures stand out. Ani, a medium-ranking civilized servant who wrote a teaching directed at his spiritual son, and Amenemope, a scribe of Thoth, who supervised the land of registry and weights and measures. Like Ptahhotep, their works are widely distributed, and certain passages of the Book of Proverbs were inspired by Amenemope. Hardly any anecdotes about the sages exist. We have to wait for the dying ember of Egyptian civilization and the teachings of Ankh-Shishak to learn that the latter complete his work in prison. The sages have discovered a plot against the king, but have not informed anyone because his best friend was involved. But at least we know that he was not just some edified legion. Even in prison, the sage thought only of transmitting his teaching. In the anthology, we are not limited to just teachings. Since the texts of the pyramids, the texts of the sarcophagus, the Book of the Dead, writings engraved on the walls of the temple and the stelae, the stories of the tales of Osses, and other documents provided us with sayings of great diversity. Out of this great wealth of writing, we have made a choice favoring these precepts, whose authenticity we can, with a high degree of certainty, feel to be established. It is important to realize that these texts are often extremely difficult, and that many of these passages still pose insolvable problems. Excavations should not only be limited to monuments. Wonderful discoveries lies in stories for those researchers who explore the many forms of Egyptian literature. This book aimed to guide or a path through the landscape of Egyptian thought, and if proof be needed, that the awesome voice of the sages of ancient Egypt still lives on. This voice still speaks to us with astonished vigor, providing answers to fundamental questions. Surely the questions they pose is valid today. What could possibly be more important and more urgent than the quest for wisdom? Thank you.